miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Radiallahu anhum. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again in our new episode of our program The Miraculous Events of the Sahaba, a program in which we talk about the miraculous events, the karamat that are transpired, manifested by the Sahaba, by the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In our previous episodes, dear viewers, we've spoken about Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. And today, we will move on to discuss the saintly miracles of none other than the fourth caliph of Islam, the lion of Allah, our Mawla, our master, our leader, Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, subhanallah. Dear viewers, when we are talking about the karamat of the Sahaba, Allahu Akbar, how can we not talk about Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, who holds an exalted rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among the companions, he radiallahu anhu holds a distinguished rank. Someone who is truly an embodiment of excellence, truly an embodiment of virtue. Dear viewers, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, is the son-in-law of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He is the cousin of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam as well. He is the husband of the dearest daughter of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, the lady of paradise, Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And dear viewers, as we covered in our previous episodes, that the karamat, the saintly miracles that are manifested by certain individuals also denote the station that they possess, the rank that they possess in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, his rank is also very, very high in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's also someone who's very, very close to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who's among Khulafa'i Rashideen, the four rightly guided caliphs, someone who's amongst Ashra'i Mubashara, and among those Sahaba who hold an eminent rank and station in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are many, many karamat, many saintly miracles that were manifested by Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem as well. So we will inshallah go through them one by one. But before we do that, dear viewers, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutation upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that he who sent salat upon me once, Allah Almighty showers 10 mercies upon him. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. So dear viewers, today our topic of discussion is the karamat, the saintly miracles of the fourth caliph of Islam, the lion of Allah, our Mawla, Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu ta'ala, wajhahu al-kareem. And the first karamat, the first saintly miracle, dear viewers, that we will cover is the special authority that Allah had given him to converse with the people of graveyard, the people who have passed away, to speak to them. Now, we know this, dear viewers, that we can speak and the deceased, they can hear us. But for us to hear what the deceased say, this is something extraordinary. And then to make someone else also hear what they are saying, this is even more extraordinary. So inshallah, the first karamat that we will cover entails of this very authority that Allah had given to Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. And Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyib radiyallahu anhu, he narrates that once we went to Jannatul Baqi, the graveyard of Madinatul Munawwara, with Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem. So Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem stood in front of the graves and said in a loud voice that, "Oh, people of the grave, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah." Would you relay to us your news, or shall we relay to you your news? Now, in response, the voice from inside the graves came, Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. O Amir al-Mu'mineen, you relay to us that what happened in our families, what transpired in our families after our death. So Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem said that, O people of the grave, the news regarding your families, your household after you is that your wives, they've married other people, and your wealth has been distributed among your heirs, and your young children, they became orphan, and the strong palaces that you had, your enemies are spending a life of comfort in there. So Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem relay to them their news regarding their household. Now, in reply to what Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem relayed to them, a voice full of pain came from inside the grave that, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, our news is such that our shrouds have become worn out. They've become worn out and they have torn apart. And whatever we spent in the world, we've gained its recompense over here. And whatever we left in the world, we suffered a loss for it over here. So dear viewers, this was the conversation that took place between Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem and the people of the graveyard. Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem asked them question. They heard it. They replied to Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, and they also then spoke. And their voice was heard by Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem as well as Sayyiduna Sa'id bin Musayyab radiyallahu anhu, who's narrating this account. And he's narrating that Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem asked this, and the reply from the graves was this. So he was also able to hear this. So dear viewers, from this narration we come to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants this power, this authority to His chosen servants, that not only can they speak to the people of the grave, not only can they themselves hear to the reply of the people of the grave, but they also have the power of making other people who are with them hear the reply that is coming from the graves. Those people who have passed away, their voice is normally not heard by those who are living, but the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have this power that they can hear this voice. And not only this, they can also make other people who are with them hear the responses of the people who are in the graves. Also, dear viewers, we also come to know that as the people of the graves replied that whatever they'd left in the world, they've experienced its loss in the graves. So dear viewers, we also come to know through this that whatever we leave behind in the world, if it was earned through unlawful means, if it was earned through impermissible means, then the person would suffer loss in their grave, in the barzakh. And only that which is spent in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that would become beneficial for people. So dear viewers, this beautiful saintly miracle of Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem holds great lessons for us, where we come to know of their supreme power, of their great authority, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, has bestowed upon them. At the same time, we also have great pearls of wisdom in these very saintly miracles of these chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we come to know that Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem could talk to the people of the grave, could hear to their replies, and could also make other people hear to the reply of the deceased. This is something which is specific and exclusive to the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, subhanallah, how greatly we learn that whatever we leave behind, that will not help us unless it was for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unless it was spent in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything that is earned unlawfully, dear viewers, we will have to suffer a loss because of it. We will have to face its detrimental consequences in our graves and in the hereafter. Let's move on to another saintly miracle of Ali al-Murtaza, Karramallahu wajhal Kareem, our dear viewers, where we come to know of the great status he holds in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the perspective of him making dua for an ill person and him recovering instantly. So what happened once, dear viewers, that Ali al-Murtaza, Karramallahu wajhal Kareem, visited the Haram al-Kaaba along with his two beloved sons, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu anhuma. Now, in the middle of the night, all of a sudden, a voice was heard where a person was crying, imploring, beseeching, and making dua. He was weeping bitterly, he was crying bitterly. Now, Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhul kareem commanded for that person to be brought to him. So, now, the person, he came in the court of Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhul kareem in such a state that one side of his body was paralyzed and he dragged himself on the ground to come to Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhul kareem. Now, Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhul kareem asked him about what happened to him. Why is he suffering in this state? So he replied that, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, I used to commit sins boldly, recklessly, day and night. And my father was a very pious, very righteous Muslim. He would forbid me from committing sins again and again. And he would advise me, counsel me again and again to abandon sins, to abstain from sins, but I wouldn't listen. And one day, what happened is that I became so angry with my father because of him advising me that I beat him. And because of this sorrow, this grief of being beaten by his son, my father came to the Haram of the Kaaba and he supplicated against me. Now, as soon as he supplicated against me, one side of my body became paralyzed. And because of this, I could only move about by dragging myself on the ground. Now, I've obtained great admonition from this punishment from the unseen that I received, and I cried in the court of my father. I sought apology in the court of my father. I cried and I asked for an apology for the crime, the sin that I had committed. So now my father, at the end of the day, he was my father. Out of sympathy, he forgave me. He was merciful towards me. He forgave me and he said to me that, son, let's go to the same place where I supplicated against you. Now I'll go to the same place and I'll pray for your health and for your well-being. So he said that I mounted my father upon a she-camel and we left for Makkah al-Mukarramah. And on the way, the she-camel became out of control and the she-camel ran. And my father, he fell from the she-camel in between two hills and passed away. And now I've come to the Haram of the Kaaba myself and I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night, crying for my health and for my well-being. Now, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu wajhul kareem, heard the entire account and he said that, O person, if your father was truly pleased with you, then be satisfied that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would also be pleased with you. He said that, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu, I can swear an oath that my father had become pleased of me. So Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhul kareem felt pity for that person. He had mercy for that person and he consoled him. Then Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhul kareem offered a few rak'a of salah, a few units of salah, and thereafter he radiallahu anhu supplicated for the well-being, for the health of that very person. Then Ali al-Murtaza radiallahu anhu said that, O person, stand up. As soon as he heard these words, this instruction of Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhul kareem, he instantly stood up and he started to walk. And Ali al-Murtaza radiallahu anhu said to the person that, O person, if you had not said to me by swearing an oath that your father had become pleased with you, then I would not have supplicated for you. So dear viewers, we can see from this very account as well that how close is Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that by the virtue of his dua, a person whose one side was totally paralyzed, that recovered, that cured, and the person completely recovered and became healthy and had well-being. This was the status of Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. But at the same time, dear viewers, we again learn beautiful pearls of wisdom from this very saintly miracle as well. We see, dear viewers, that this very person suffered the illness of paralysis. Why? Because of his disrespect towards his father. Now, dear viewers, the rights of parents are immense. They can never be fulfilled. How many rights children have upon them for their parents, they cannot be duly fulfilled. But it is the duty of the children to try their utmost to serve their parents, be kind to them, and treat them with affection, with care. Now, this very person, he, ma'adallah, beat his father. And as a consequence of this, the father, full of grief and sorrow, he supplicated against his son in the Haram of the Kaaba. You can imagine how disappointed the father would have been. And as a result, the son suffered in a way that his one side was totally paralyzed. And towards the end, dear viewers, we come to know that eventually the father became pleased of the son, because son had realized the mistake he had done. Now, he cried bitterly in the court of his father, sought an apology, and the father forgave him. Parents, at the end of the day, dear viewers, they love their children. They have that element of mercy for their children. No matter how disobedient a child is, once the child seeks an apology wholeheartedly to his parents, the parents forgive them. Likewise, this father, when the son, he sought an apology, the father forgave him. And as a result of this, dear viewers, once the father had forgiven him, subhanallah, Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem prayed for the son and he recovered instantly. So this shows us, dear viewers, that how important it is for us to be obedient to our parents. Never ever disrespect them, never be rude to them, never treat them harshly. Otherwise, the consequences of it, the punishment of it, would be faced in this dunya as well, and in the akhirah, in the hereafter as well. The punishment for other sins, dear viewers, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, He may defer the punishment of those sins for the hereafter. But the sin of disobeying parents, of hurting parents, treating them badly, sin for this is such that person gets its recompense, its punishment in this world as well, and also in the hereafter. The punishment of the hereafter is after we die, and that is unbearable. But the one who commits the sin of disrespecting his parents will suffer the punishment in this world as well. So dear viewers, this is something very, very alarming for us, and something that we should greatly engrave in our hearts, that we should respect our parents, serve them, treat them kindly. Inshallah, we'll get the well-being, the goodness of both worlds. So dear viewers, these were the saintly miracles of Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem that we covered in today's episode. Inshallah, we'll be back again discussing about the saintly miracles of the fourth caliph of Islam, the lion of Allah, our Mawla Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, in our next episode. So make sure that you join us again. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Miraculous events of companions, miraculous events of companions, miraculous events of companions.